Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When your manhood bends in a different direction, visit PDURO.com to find a urologist, because a bend in your erection might be Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's a condition that involves a buildup of scar tissue, also called plaque, but it's treatable. Xiaflex, collagenase clostridium histolyticum, is the only non-surgical FDA-approved injection for Peyronie's disease. Xiaflex is a prescription for adult men who have a plaque that can be felt and a curve in their penis greater than 30 degrees at the start of treatment. Along with daily penile stretching and straightening exercises, Xiaflex has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Results will vary. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra, the tube that urine passes through, you're allergic to any collagenase, or the ingredients in Xiaflex. May cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection, severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, and localized skin and soft tissue death, called necrosis, due to hematoma, which could require surgery. You may feel sudden back pain reactions after treatment. Seek help right away if you have any signs of injury. Do not have sex or any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each treatment cycle, which includes 2 injections, 1 to 3 days apart. Tell your doctor about all your medical conditions. If you have a bleeding condition, or take blood thinners, as risk of bleeding or bruising at the treatment site is increased. Ask your doctor about all possible side effects and for product information. Talk to a urologist about Xiaflex. Find a Xiaflex-trained urologist at PDURO.com or call 877-942-3539.
Introducing the new loaded scratchers from DC Lottery. These scratchers are loaded with cash prizes of $50, $100, $500, $1,500, and $5,000. And chances to win up to $250,000. These games are absolutely stuffed, jammed, overflowing. You might even say, loaded? Play the games that are packed with $7.5 million in cash prizes. Get your loaded scratchers today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Golden Sunshine Healing Hour. I'm Sarah Ingrafia, and boy, am I glad to be back with everyone tonight. Woohoo! I had a little family emergency last Monday, so with my father. He was unresponsive, and they had to take him to the hospital, so I was pretty much in no shape to do my show last week, so I had to take a me day just to be able to have family time. So, yay! But it feels great to be back this week, so I'm happy to be here. Woohoo! All right. Hi, Jill, and thank you so much for your super sticker. I appreciate that very much. It's very kind. Thank you so much. And Anthony, hello. Richard, welcome. Hi, Autumn. Yay, Autumn's new here. I thank you for joining me, Autumn. Yay, welcome. Thank you for being here. Hi, Ruth. And let's see. And yes, thank you, Tiffany. I always forget myself. I always forget to bring up my website. So be sure to check out my website at goldensunshinehealing.com, where you can find all my services. And you can also find all my Golden Sunshine Healing products that I create myself. So be sure to check that out. Hi, Robin. Right. Scrolling by so fast. I got to slow myself down a little bit. Woo! This energy is kicking. And right before the show, I just got like this huge burst of energy. And I'm just like sitting here being goofy. I'm always goofy, but I'm just sitting here laughing because it was just fun. And Richard's as tall says under a tornado warning. Oh my gosh, Richard, that's scary. Ah! I'm not huge on storms. I'm getting better. I'm letting go of that fear and I'm getting better. So last year was a little bit better for me. And this year's going to be even better. Putting that out there now. but yes, lots of protection around you, Richard, and around Tulsa, that everything is smooth and you're protected. So no worries, Richard. And he says, bear hug, bear hugs to you. Hi, Mama Carol. Yes, and Tiffany says, oh my, Richard, stay safe. Yes. All right. Woohoo. Oh, Robin says, I love a good thunderstorm. I don't mind when it's like the rumbles and the rain, but once you get like the lightning in there, oof, that's when it gets like scary to me because it's like, oh my gosh, because lightning's very unpredictable sometimes, you know, because one of my great aunts, they were inside their house during a storm and a lightning bolt just whoop, came through the window and just, yeah. So sometimes it's just kind of, I think that's what freaks me out the most is the lightning. But hi, Sam Smear. Welcome. Yay. Love that basement apartment. Yes. I'm very grateful for a basement as well because, I can go down there and sing. And then if I need to go down for shelter, then we got that too. So, yes, but you're protected, Richard. So, yay. All right. I have a little thing. Sorry, I was moving around because I thought there was something behind me on the wall. But anyways, it's on my computer screen. but there's a few things I want to talk about real quick before we get into our subject for tonight. And everybody's saying hi to everybody. Oh, I love the love in the comments. It's so beautiful. Let's see. In May for this month, can you believe we're in May already? What? May 2nd. Woohoo. So it would be May 2nd. 22222. Woohoo. I see that number all the time. So I just love it. It's perfect for today. But anyways, Saturday, May 14th, mark your calendars for the only spiritual message circle that we're having this month. And that's where you donate $10 to receive messages from all the show hosts that are on that night. It's very well worth the $10. So I hope I will see you all there. I hope we will all see you there May 14th on a Saturday. Robin says, Arkansas, we had tornado drills in school. Yes, I couldn't stand those. Getting out in the hallway and having to be like all up next to everybody. That just was like, give me my space. So, and then this coming Sunday is Mother's Day, May 8th, Mother's Day. So even if you have, you know, your mother's passed on, she's with you still all day, every day, as well as, I mean, even if you don't have children, if you have pets, you're a pet mama, right? Yeah. Can't forget that. So and as well as yourself. Spoil yourself. Even the gentlemen, spoil yourself that day. It's not just a day for women, because I know there's a lot of men that step up as the mother and father role as well. So celebrate yourselves as well. So, yes, you should spoil yourself every day anyways. But, yes, make sure you spoil yourself on Mother's Day. Tiffany says, yes, Robin giggles. Aw. Richard says, hail was hit a window that my mom was sitting at, and my grandma said to move, and the window shattered as she moved. Oh, my gosh. Woo! Well, good thing she got out of the way. Phew! That's scary stuff. That's what another thing that gets me is hail, because once I see that, I'm like, hawk in the sky is like, oh, my gosh. So, and some of them's big. Gosh, I've seen like, I don't know, probably like ping pong ball size before. And I'm like, holy moly, not cool. Okay, let's move that along. yay, a big announcement. Woohoo! In 2 weeks on May 16th, another one to mark your calendars for. Our very own Robin McGuire will be my special guest. Woohoo! And Robin's show, Robin's Cosmic Soul Food, is on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which is tomorrow. So be sure to check her out tomorrow. Her show is fantastic, just like all the other show hosts. Everybody has their own way of giving you information and love and light. So be sure to tune in to everyone's shows and testimonials. If you've tried my Golden Sunshine Healing products before, I would love to hear from you. You could send me a testimonial for that at goldensunshinehealing@gmail.com. Or any testimonials for any, if you'd like to leave one for my show or any of the Goldilocks production shows, you can send those to our producer, Reverend Tiffany White Sage Woman. And she'll have the in the comments somewhere, so you'll be able to find that easy to be able to send those to her. So we would greatly appreciate, we love and appreciate each and every one of you, and we would love to hear from all of you as a thanks back to us, kind of a love exchange. So, and any love donations tonight, we'll get a message first. So you can do that through Venmo. You can do that through the Super Chat, Super Stickers, and also a Rumble Rant. And we greatly appreciate each and every donation we get. And we appreciate each and every one of you, even if they don't. So either way, we appreciate you. So, but yes, the donations, the love donations, we'll get first on the readings. And then I'll get to everyone else. Granted, there is still time. And if we run out of time, let me know if you got missed, and I will put you first at the next show. So either way, you'll get a reading from me. And if not tonight, the next show. So no worry. There's always time, always divine time. So, there we go. And my Venmo is Golden Sunshine Healing 24. So I wanted to put that out there. Thank you very much, Tiffany. She has it up there for you. And if you could, please give my show a like, a thumbs up, and that helps us out, and it's greatly appreciated. All right. So before we get into my topic for tonight with patience, I want to get out the tuning forks, the 432 tuning fork, and I want to do that. Bruce says, yay, Robin. And Robin says, I'm excited. Yay. And Richard says, hearing them is scary. Oh, my goodness. I totally agree. Oh, thank you, Richard, for your super sticker. Thank you so much. I'll write that down. Richard. All right. And my other computer just shut off. It kind of messed with me over here on this side a little bit. Like, all right, uh-oh, my computer's shutting off. Ah! So you never know with technology what's going to happen. You just go with the flow. So, 432. So we're going to do this. And what I want you to do when I hit the tuning fork, I want you to breathe in that high vibrational universal love energy and allow it to absorb into every cell of your body. Woo. And then I want you to exhale anything that is not serving your highest and greatest good. We're going to do this three times. And yeah, we're going to, let's add that love vibration into us. All right, here we go. That feels amazing. Oh, thank you so much, Autumn, for your super sticker. I appreciate that very much. I will write you down. All right. Thank you so much. All right. So, a funny story about patience. We got a couple of you know this, but most of you don't. We got a new cat. A couple weeks ago. Her name is Camille, and she's a year old, and she's the sweetest little thing, and she's just so loving, and which is perfect for our son, because our other cat, he kind of favors me a little bit, because he'll sit on my lap, and he'll let me pet it. He follows me around. He's always somewhere close to where I'm at. So we got this other kitty, and she pretty much clings to our son, which is great for him. So she, talking about patience, she tests my patience to the max. I'm telling you what, because it's just funny. I've never seen a cat that does this. She'll get up on our shelf, and we have a bag of dice for when we play a game called Greed. Anyways, but we have a bag of dice up there, and we have our guinea pigs snacks up there as well. And they're like in these little baggies. Well, she decided while we were sleeping that to get up there, and she gets them in her mouth, and she takes off and runs upstairs up here into my office, and she hides them over there in the corner under my other desk over here. And I'm like, what in the world? So she's like a little thief. So, and she's like, we had a brand new bag of guinea pig snacks, and she ripped it open, and she's like trying to eat them. And I'm like, no, those are for the guinea pig, you silly cat. So it's like, okay, breathe, breathe. Okay, have some patience with her. She's just a little girl, little kitty. She's learning, but it's just like, what in the world is she doing? Oh, goodness. All right. So I'm going to read some more comments here. Read some more comments before I get to what I channeled here for tonight. All right. Anthony says, I'm here listening and watching, but just trying to sit still as I have an ice pack on the back of my neck. Have a headache that won't go away today. Yes, I'm going to be doing some Reiki healing for you tonight, and hoping that headache will clear out. So allowing the energy to flow through you, Anthony. Just release everything and allow it to flow. And I don't know why every time I breathe out, I whistle tonight, but I guess that's what they want me to do. And Tiffany says, those who make a donation are the first ones to receive a message from Sarah. It is optional. We appreciate you all. Yes, we do. Yes, it's very optional. And whether you donate or you don't donate, we love and appreciate you. So we thank you. And Tiffany says, oh, my Anthony, sending you healing energies. Yes, yes, yes. Lots of healing. Anthony says, thank you very much, Tiffany. And are you wearing your magnitude necklace, Anthony? Yes, he is. Yes. Richard says, healing, loving, hug, Anthony. Aw. He says, yes, I am. Aw, everybody's sending healing. That's so beautiful. I love it. Ruth says, healing energy coming your way, Anthony. And Tiffany says, okay, good. That keep that on and take deep breaths as all this healing energy is coming your way. Yes, the energy is kicking, so okay. So let's get into this, and then we will get into messages. Woohoo! So tonight they want me to talk about patience. Patience, patience. That's something that I've had to learn over time to... I haven't mastered it. I don't think I've mastered... I don't know. I haven't mastered it, but I've gotten better at it, and I'm still working at it, so I'm improving. but they wanted me to talk about patience, and we spend the majority of our time in our lives waiting for something. And it's weird to think about that that's actually, you know, something we do. We do a lot of waiting, whether it be waiting in line, waiting for a birthday or a special occasion, or you could be patiently waiting to tune into one or all of our Goldilocks production shows. Woohoo! but we spend a lot of time waiting. And when we spend all this time waiting for other people and other things, so why is it so hard to wait on ourselves? If you think about it, we rush ourselves to heal or to get over something. And why is it that we do that? Why? Sorry, I need to get a drink. Make sure you're staying hydrated, especially with all this energy flowing. Woo! And that's another thing, Anthony, I just heard for you. Water, more water, water, water. Okay, to help flush that out. Excuse me, energy changing up. Woohoo! Well, some of it is because we have been conditioned throughout our lives to just move on. Move on. It'll be okay. Move on. And not take the time to get to the root cause of things. Kind of like throwing dirt on the issue and burying it. And we were taught that once it's buried, not to talk about it anymore. Just bury it and set it and forget it. Bury it and forget it, pretty much. And putting on a Band-Aid on the deep-rooted wound and hoping for the best and hoping that it heals without doing the work. That's not taking time to have patience for yourself. You are worth the time. You are worth it. You, looking at me right now, you are worth it. And you are worth the patience for yourself and your healing. You have to allow yourself that time. It's very important. Just like grief, there is no set timeline for grief, none. That missing piece will be there forever in the physical and the mental. It is okay to allow yourself to grieve for as long as it takes for you, not anyone else, you. Allow yourself to go through the process of change, the process of loss in the physical, and the process of allowing yourself to grieve. Because as we all know, our loved ones are always with us. So it's not saying goodbye, it's see you later. So remembering that, and remembering that they're there with you, and they're helping you, they're surrounding you, and giving you that love never goes away, love never dies. And just don't allow yourself to get stuck there. And because that can take us on a path that we don't want to travel down. It could take us down a dark path, and we don't want to go that way. We want to go this way. We want to stay on the good lighted path. We want to stay that way. So be patient with yourself and allow yourself to experience that. Woo, changing up the energy again. a little story about myself. I was seeing a comment pop up. Tiffany says, Anthony, try lemon slices in your water. See if that helps. That's a great idea, Tiffany. Woohoo! Thank you for that. A little bit about myself. My granny was like a second mother to me. And all my life, we were very close. And when she passed on, it totally devastated me. And it wrecked my entire world when I found out she passed on. And I cried for months. And even to this day, I still find myself crying. But I allow myself grief to flow through me, and I'm patient with myself as I work through it when it happens. And I allow it to flow through me because I needed that at that time. I know that it's a part of my way of processing it when certain things trigger me and trigger my memories of my granny. And she passed in 2015. So there's, see, that's just showing you that there's no timeline on healing and grief. You just have to allow yourself that time, because there's sometimes there's reasons when they're with us. You know, you'll get a memory of them, and that's just signifying that they're there with you. They're there. So, and letting you know that. So, and allow yourself, always allow yourself. If something upsets you, don't hold it in, let it out, get it out. And that's going to help you to feel better, because we don't want to hold on to things, because that's more things that we're going to have to, deep-rooted things that we're going to have to work through later on. So do yourself a favor and just allow yourself to go through that process. Allow. That's a big word tonight, allowing yourself. So, and Ruth said, I had a headache yesterday. Lemon water took it away. It really works. Oh, thank you for sharing that. Great. I don't think we have any lemon slices, so we're going to have to go to the store and get some then. Would lemon juice be the same thing, or does it have to be like actual lemon slices? So if it's like it's the same thing, then we have some of that. So if not, we'll go get some lemons. Let's see. We each have our own journey to go through, and we all have to remember to be gentle with ourselves. Most of all, be patient with yourself. Why? Because you are worth it, my friends. Even when we are put in a situation to when we're dealing with a negative person or people, sometimes it's our patience with them that helps to alleviate a situation. If someone's yelling at you, and instead of you yelling back and getting angry and charging back at them, you just sit there and you breathe, take deep breaths, have patience to respond in a calm manner. Because a lot of times, if you respond with love, compassion, and calmness with your patience, a lot of times that's going to diffuse a situation, because they're waiting for you to blow back so they can just blow up at you again. But if you respond with love and kindness and patience, they're going to be like, oh, okay, well, and it's kind of going to kind of help change their mindset a little bit. So patience can really go a long way. And Tiffany says, in a pinch, the lemon juice will work. Just get some fresh lemons when you can. Okay, thank you. Try the lemon juice so he isn't going anywhere with that headache. Okay. This is a great topic, Sarah. We need the reminder. Oh, thank you. And thank the angels and my guides for bringing this information to me as well, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I love it. So, so yes, Anthony, go get some of that lemon juice as you're listening. And just as I have said before, when you're driving and you're heading somewhere and you get behind a vehicle going way slow and under the speed limit, can it be irritating? Heck yes. Very irritating, especially if you want to get somewhere quicker, even though we really don't have a time limit. We just want to get there faster, right? I'm guilty. I like to go 60 miles per hour when I'm driving the back roads, but sometimes it doesn't always need to be 60 miles an hour. And they remind me of that when they put a slow car in front of me, like, hey, today it's time to slow down. Chill out. But oh yes, definitely. It's irritating. So, however, remember your patience is key, because what if you're going that 5 mile per hour slower kept you from getting in that car accident that's ahead? Or if a deer runs out, it could have saved you from hitting an animal and totaling your car. And if you were going your usual speed, that could have been you. Not that we want it to be anyone else, not putting that out there, just it's helping to protect you, because your patience is paying off. Hidden blessings are what that's called. That's what I call them. Hidden blessings. Thank you. And I make sure I thank everyone. As an example, the other day, I was on my way to do a reading for someone. And I did my usual stuff that I do before I do a reading, my protections and stuff. And which you should do that every day anyways, all of us. And as I was driving, I noticed this car was kind of veering over into my lane. And so I kind of just started slowing down, like, okay. And next thing I know, she's half and half, my side, her side. And I'm like, oh my goodness, okay. We're going to be in a head-on collision today. Okay. So I slammed on the brakes and I pretty much almost came to a stop. And my angels directed her back over to her side. I was like, oh my goodness, thank you. So see that little bit of patience. I could have tried just zooming away from her, but I took that time and I'm like, okay, slow my mind down a little bit. And okay, slow down. And it helped to avoid a collision, thankfully. Whew. So, and yeah, sometimes when we have patience as well, we can think more clearly because our thoughts aren't going that 5,000 miles per hour. So, all right, let me read a few comments here real quick. Oh, Sam Samir, thank you so much for your donation. I appreciate that. All right. I had to drop off. Anthony says, as my grandfather and father said, it is an old guy with a hat on in front of them. Yes. That's funny. Sam says, sometimes headache is due to blocks in main meridians. From crown to the base front and base to the crown from back. Yes, yes. Allowing the energy to flow through you can help with that too. Just imagine the circle in front of you, pass golden light and clean it. See if this helps you. And yes, lemon water too. That's awesome, Samir. Thank you for sharing that. Beautiful. Samir says, pass light from your hands. Yes, I love that. And Tiffany says, wow, Samir, that is awesome advice. Yes, it is. Thank you for sharing. See, I love this. Beautiful, beautiful spiritual team and tribe. We all share love and ideas, and it's beautiful. All right, let's see. Having patience with your kids is huge. Kids are developing, and when you are always having a short fuse with them, that is not teaching them to have patience, but rather teaching them just the opposite. Kids learn more from actions than words. It's like that saying, do as I say, not as I do. That is for sure not the mindset to have when you're trying to teach a developing child about patience and love and compassion. So let's not do that. Have patience with yourself. I still find myself getting worked up when I don't catch on to something right away. I'm like, especially when we're like on a, we play Fortnite and sometimes I get aggravated with the game and I'm just like, and I just have to set it down for a second. Like, okay, breathe, patient. So be sure to have patience with yourself too. We're constantly working on ourselves and growing and expanding. Baby steps will lead you to your destinations. Have patience with yourself and your whole journey. It will work out. It will be okay. So that is what I had channeled for you guys tonight. Ooh. All right. And they want me to remind you all, as they change the energy, to hydrate. They want me to remind you all again. All right. Tiffany says, I love our soul tribe. Yes, yes, yes. Our soul tribe is amazing. And Ruth says, me too, Tiffany. Yay. All right. So without further ado, let's get to some messages. So I'm going to do the super stickers first. And then I will. So while I'm doing the super stickers, go ahead and in the comments put, I would love a message, please, or I would love a message, me, or just message, please, however you want to do it so that I know you want a message. Just go ahead and put that in the comments, and I will get to you. Granted, there's time. So I'm sure we'll have time, but I'm just saying. All right, Hi, Linnell. Thank you for being here. Woohoo! Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and write these down real quick because they're popping up faster. Anthony and Mama Cox, Mama Carol.
When your manhood bends in a different direction, visit PDURO.com to find a urologist, because a bend in your erection might be Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's a condition that involves a buildup of scar tissue, also called plaque, but it's treatable. Xiaflex, collagenase clostridium histolyticum, is the only non-surgical FDA-approved injection for Peyronie's disease. Xiaflex is a prescription for adult men who have a plaque that can be felt and a curve in their penis greater than 30 degrees at the start of treatment. Along with daily penile stretching and straightening exercises, Xiaflex has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Results will vary. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra, the tooth that urine passes through, you're allergic to any collagenase, or the ingredients in Xiaflex. May cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection, severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, and localized skin and soft tissue death called necrosis due to hematoma, which could require surgery. You may feel sudden back pain reactions after treatment. Seek help right away if you have any signs of injury. Do not have sex or any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each treatment cycle, which includes 2 injections, 1 to 3 days apart. Tell your doctor about all your medical conditions. If you have a bleeding condition, or take blood thinners, as risk of bleeding or bruising at the treatment site is increased. Ask your doctor about all possible side effects and for product information. Talk to a urologist about Xiaflex. Find a Xiaflex-trained urologist at PDURO.com or call 877-942-3539.
We play for bravery. We play for big hearts in tiny bodies. We play for the fighter within. We play for life reclaimed, disease in remission, stories rewritten. We're Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU, and we nurture the champion in every child. We fight the forces that threaten them, and we play to win. Learn how at chrichmond.org.
And hi, Kavita. Thank you for being here. Hi, Sarah and everyone. Would love a message if you have time. All right, I will put. All right, and Autumn says, yes, please. I have you down, Autumn. You'll be at the top of the list since you sent me a super sticker. So thank you so much. Hello, all, Linnell says. All right, so let me make sure. Anthony, Mama Carol, Kavita. All right, so, all right, Jill. Jill, then Richard, then Autumn, then Samir, and then I'll get to everybody. So I was drawn to two decks, so I'm going to make it as quick as I can. I got Magical Times deck, as well as the Garden Dragons. The dragons wanted to join us tonight as well. So, all right. Woohoo! So we have Jill. Tonight. I'm going to do both decks, get the cards, and then I'll read. Whoa, okay, that one just flew right out onto the floor. All right, so there's that one, and this one for Jill, the dragons. Yep, the dragons. I was trying to figure out which decks to use tonight, and the dragons were telling me yes, so they wanted to be a part of tonight. So, all right. And also, Jill, as I'm tuning into you, I'm seeing palm trees, lots of palm trees, and lots of sunshine. So I feel like you're going to be taking a trip somewhere. I'm not sure if it's going to be a quick trip or a vacation. You will know that. But I am seeing just lots of palm trees surrounding you, which is so beautiful. I love palm trees. But also allowing yourself to let go and have fun, which is one of the cards that I pulled for you. The dragon, the eggplant dragon. They want you to incorporate more fun into your life, Jill. Just let go. Let your hair down and have some fun. Dance around, sing, whatever it is that creates fun for you. They want you to do that and add more laughter into your life. Excuse me, as they change up the energy. Also, Jill, Gratitude. Be grateful for abundance. Live in appreciation for what you have, and more good things will come. So they also want you to have gratitude and just be grateful every day when you wake up. Show gratitude. Thank you for blessing me with another day. You're showing gratitude for the day, or thank you for this clean, blessed water that I have to drink today. So they're wanting you to show more gratitude and have more fun. So I will leave that with you, Jill. Thank you very much. All right. So Richard. What do we have for Richard tonight? Woo, Richard. They're showing me lots of beautiful rainbow light around you, and a lot of beautiful rainbow light coming from your third eye. Your third eye is just, wah, it's just wide open. And they're telling me that you're using your gifts, you're expanding, you're growing, and it's beautiful. They're so proud of you for all the expansion that you're doing. And that rainbow light is just shining. You're shining your light for so many people. You're helping so many people, and it's amazing that you're doing this. Woo! All right. I just flew out. Richard. What do the dragons have for Richard tonight? Oh, whoa. Okay. Two dragons jumped out for you, Richard. You are welcome, Jill. Thank you. All right. So they want me to start here. Oh, my goodness. Sacred space, Richard. Take time for the dreamer in you. Find your power and stillness. In your sacred space, in the peace that you seek, in the peace you seek. There's a beautiful dragonfly. So, and you're doing a great job at doing this, creating your sacred space, also incorporating some meditations into your sacred space, and also more time in nature, Richard. And just allowing, because nature is an amazing healer as well. So going out in nature and just allowing yourself to absorb and allow nature to heal you as well. I got two dragons jumped out. The pineapple dragon, hospitality. So you're doing a great job at helping people and using your hospitality to help people. And the radish dragon, growth. You can't make this up, I'm telling you. But look at this beautiful radish dragon. Growth, Richard. So that is you. You are growing and you are expanding. And it's only going to keep getting better and better as you work on your gifts and work on this sacred space. Because you are worth it, Richard. You are worth it. So... thank you so much, Richard. All right. Did I miss? Okay. Let's go back here. Oh, there you are. You snuck in on me, Kim. Hi, Kim. Welcome. All right. Anthony says, well, I have a glass of ice water, but the lemon juice was expired, so I didn't add any. Go figure. I'm sorry. Well, we can run down and get some more lemon juice if we need to, because the store next to us doesn't have lemons. They have lemon juice, though. And Candace. Hi, Candace. It's me, Lonnie Mae. Hi, Lonnie Mae. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Aw. And Robin says, hi. Hello, Lonnie Mae. Aw, beautiful. All right. Autumn. Yay. Woo. All right, Autumn. I feel like you've been so busy. I feel like you've been on the go, and you just like, I feel like your wheels are spinning so fast, and they're telling me it's time for you to just slow down. Take time, just slow down. You need to focus on yourself a little bit because you do a lot for other people, and you need to just take some time for yourself, slow it down, and have a me day. Go get yourself a massage, or go get your fingernails done, or go get one of your closest friends and just go to the beach and relax, or go to the lake and relax. Just take some time to slow it down a little bit. Mm-hmm. Oh, autumn. All right. That just jumped right out of there. I love when that happens. Whoa, okay. Not the whole deck now. All right. Richard says, thank you, Sarah. You're very welcome. Thank you. Autumn. Oh, all right. Ooh, beautiful. All right. So, Autumn, I got the card Pilgrimage for you. You are on a journey to your own greatness. Ooh, sounds exciting. Your soul is longing to find the way. Only you can choose your path. All right. So, oh, I need to show you the card. Beautiful. Look at all those spirit animals surrounding you. Ooh, beautiful. Wolves. Lots of wolves surrounding you. So, and they're very powerful. And there's an owl and a beautiful deer. Oh my goodness. So awesome. But they want you to take charge, Autumn. Your soul is longing for you to expand on your journey. So taking this time for yourself, that's much needed. When you slow yourself down, just meditate a little bit and go within yourself. And yourself is always going to give you the answers. So if you're kind of contemplating on whether to make this decision or make that decision or go this way or go that way, you're always going to be divinely guided. You just have to trust yourself, trust within that you, yourself, your soul, your higher self is going to guide you on your journey, on the right journey, and only in divine timing is everything going to happen. So they also want you to trust and let go of worry. Because it's all going to happen in divine timing. What is meant to be will be. So they're going to help you with your path, your spiritual team, your angels, your guides, and all your spiritual team, your loved ones, as well as your galactic team, as well as just all your spiritual team. They're there, and your spirit animals, to help guide you on your path. So, and they gave, all right, I'm going to clear out as well as speaking your truth in your throat chakra. So I'm just going to do the 432 and just kind of help clear that for you as well as everyone else. So just take a deep breath when I hit the tuning fork. So that'll help release that and allow that to flow through you and just allow the energy to flow through you. So it's going to help you and clear that out. So don't be afraid to speak your truth as well. Pumpkin dragon, mystery. Woo. That one's beautiful. And beautiful sunflowers to remind you, because sunflowers to me mean uniqueness. So the mystery to yourself, as well as being unique. You are unique. No one is like you. So keep being your amazing self, Autumn. So I will leave that with you. Thank you for being here tonight. I appreciate you and everyone. All right, Samir. All right. Get a drink real quick. Forgot to put the card back in. All right. So, Samir. We have for Samir tonight. Samir, okay. I feel like you've been working on some of that forgiveness that I was talking about, and healing some of your past issues and traumas. It feels just a little bit lighter. And also, I'm seeing a huge unicorn that's stepping in and reminding you that you're not alone, that your unicorn is there helping to guide you, helping to protect you, and helping to light the way for you. That amazing and great things are coming for you soon. And your spiritual team is there with you to help guide you on that path. Mm-hmm. What does the dragons have for some here? Whoa, okay. Dun, 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 dun. All right, Samir, anticipation. Something wonderful is happening. Change is in the air. Open yourself to blessings on their way. Ooh, so you are on the back of this dragonfly and you are flying high, my friend. And so they're wanting you to be open to receiving the blessings that are on their way to you. Because like I said just a few minutes ago, there's a lot of great things that are coming for you. So make sure you're open to receiving that, because change is good. Change is very good. And change is in the air. So allow yourself to fly high, my friend, with your dragonfly. Woohoo! And also, you got the cantaloupe dragon, and they want you to realign. So that's also a validation of the self-work that you're doing, realigning yourself and being sure to stay in balance, keeping yourself in balance, and doing and reminding yourself and that you're in harmonious balance. So meditations do help with that. There are great tools. YouTube has a lot of great tools out there. And meditations that you can do that will help you to get yourself in alignment. And also Reiki healing is excellent for getting your chakras in balance as well. So maybe consider getting a Reiki healing as well. It will do wonders for your body and soul. So thank you so much, Samir. All right. Autumn says, thank you so much. You are welcome. Thank you. Samir says, thank you, Sarah. You're very welcome. Thank you. All right. So I'm going to go back up here. Anthony. All right. I'm just doing a little bit more energy clearing here for you, Anthony, because for that energy to flow through you and not have any blocks, just allow the energy to flow through you. All right, Anthony. Oh, all right. They have me humming for you all tonight. Dragons. Aren't these dragons just the cutest? They're just so cute. Little garden dragons. So healing. And great, powerful messages they bring. Oh, okay. Oh, so cute. All right. Prosperity, Anthony. Focus on the positive and more good will come. Give thanks for blessings and they will multiply. Prosperity begins in the mind. So be grateful. Be grateful. Be grateful for all your blessings. Remember what you put out, you receive as well. So make sure when you're putting out your intentions that they are crystal clear for what you're wanting to manifest. And we're not going to put out what we don't want. So they want me to remind you of that. As they change up the energy, positive is on its way. Woo-woo. And change is coming. So they want you to be reminded to allow that change to happen, because change is good. Change is good, and change is good. The grape jelly dragon jumped out for you. And there's a monarch butterfly in here, and that's reminding you. And it says childlike. Grape jelly dragon, childlike. So they're wanting you to allow yourself, your inner child, have fun. Allow laughter. Have fun. Life doesn't have to be serious all the time. They want you to let loose and let your inner child come out. Have fun. And get up and dance around. Just let loose. Well, after your headache's gone, of course. But yes, and also transformation. This butterfly right here in this picture is showing me as well as that transformation. You're transforming and change is coming. So allow that transformation to happen. So thank you, Anthony. All right, Mama Carol. Woohoo! Woohoo! Mama Carol. And if anyone else would like a message tonight, just please put it in the comments and I will get to you. Woo! All right. Both. Okay. And two just jump right out. All right. Dun, dun, dun. So, which dragons? I feel, Carol, that they have me feeling like I'm worked up. All right, Robin said, yes, please. Robin. Okay, thank you. But they got me feeling like I'm just worked up and just kind of stressed out a little bit. And they're wanting you to let go of that and release that. And they just, it's, everything's going to work out in divine timing. Everything's going to be okay. You don't have to rush. You don't have to worry. Everything's going to be okay. Everything is going to work out when it's supposed to. They just want you to set your mind at ease and just stop all the worry, because it's creating unnecessary stress on you. And we don't want stress, because stress weakens the immune system and stress adds unnecessary stuff to our bodies. So they just want you to let go of that. Get rid of that. They just keep showing me crumpling up and just throwing it out. So get rid of that. All right. And the dragon. Dragon for Carol. Oh, okay. Do, do, do. All right, so I had two jump out. Sacred space. Take time for the dreamer in you. Find your power and stillness in your sacred space is the peace you seek. So allowing yourself in your sacred space, Carol, to just unwind, slow down that mind, and just get rid of the unnecessary clutter that you've got going on and just allow yourself to be free of that, because it's really going to help lighten your load. discernment. See the truth of the situation. Use common sense and do not be fooled. Pay attention. Your intuition knows. So they want you to pay attention to your intuition. Because a lot of times people can fool us with their words, but their actions prove otherwise. So they're wanting you to use your discernment. So, and the dragon that came out for you, he was hiding on me. The kiwi dragon, fertile. So, that can mean many things. Being fertile on fertile ground, maybe creating new projects for yourself, Carol. Something new coming up is what I feel as well. There's something new that's coming on the horizon. And also, you got the butterfly, so that means transformation is happening, transformation is coming, so just allow that to take place. So thank you. All right. Robin says, yes, please. Kim says, yes, please. Kim. And Ruth says, I would like one if you have time, if you don't, no worries. Okay, I'll write you down, Ruth. And if we run out of time, I will, Uh-oh, something's happening. There we go. See, my computer went white for a second. My comments disappeared. For those, if I don't have time for everyone, for those I don't get to, I'll put first on the next show. So, Kavita. Whoa, okay. Kavita. Kavita. Every time I feel like the Chiquita banana, Kavita. Okay, stop, they say. All right. Humor. Laugh at yourself. Lighten your heart. Let nothing steal your happiness. Oh, that's so cute. So they want you to add some humor into your life, Kavita. Life is too boring if we're serious all the time. So they want you to laugh. Have fun. Like I said earlier, let that inner child come out and play. Have fun. Allow yourself to have fun. And Zucchini Dragon, diversity. Oh, and I feel as well with growth here, Kavita. Growth and transformation as well, because there's another, well, which side is it? Right here. There's a beautiful butterfly as well. So allow yourself to open up just like a flower. Allow yourself to have fun. Fun in the sun. So I will leave that with you. Thank you, Kavita. All right, Robin. Okay, Anthony says, thank you very much. Carol says, thank you. You're both very welcome. Thank you. Richard says, being patient, even with a storm being out, there it is right now. It's just quit where I'm at right now. Yay! See? Woohoo! It was perfect tonight to talk about patience in all ways. See? I love how that works. And I'm glad that it quit where you're at. Yay! See, you're protected, Richard, more than you realize. All right. Robin. What do the dragons have for you? Robin. All right. Kavita says, thank you, Sarah. You're very welcome. Thank you. All right. Robin, love, listen to your heart, embrace what makes you happy. There are 1 in a million reasons to love. Aw. So listen to your heart, Robin. Listen to your heart. And you do a great job of putting that love energy and your love and light out there. But they're also wanting you to do what makes your heart happy. Because a lot of times you do for others, but you forget yourself. They don't want you to forget yourself anymore. They want you to do what makes your heart happy. Give yourself that love, Robin, because you deserve it. You're amazing. And you got the Potato Dragon support. So don't forget that your soul tribe, we're all here for you, Robin. So if you need support, and also your spiritual team is there for you for support as well. So don't forget them. That we all are here for you, your spiritual team. So don't be afraid to ask for help and support. So allow yourself to lean on others when needed. So, all right. Kim. Robin and Kavita say, thank you, Sarah. Thank you. So beautiful. Oh, you're both very welcome. All right. Kim. Whoa. Okay. All right. Kim. All right, we can't all fall out at the same time now. Come on. What do the dragons have for Kim? Okay. Action. Stop hesitating. Movement creates the magic. Nothing can hold you back. So if there's something that you're hesitating or an idea that you are hesitating to put forth, Kim, they are wanting you to say, or they want to tell you, it's go time. Stop hesitating. It's time. Trust and go forward and go time. And you've got the Tomato Dragon. Shine. So So they want you to continue shining your beautiful light out there for all to see, because you are a beautiful love light for so many people. So continue to shine your beautiful light out there, Kim. I will leave that with you and Ruth. Woohoo! Oh, Robin says, I love you. I love you too, Robin. I love each and every one of you. All right. So Ruth. And don't forget, in 2 weeks, Robin will be my special guest on May 16th. So mark your calendars and also be sure to check out her show tomorrow. All right, Ruth. I just hear, as I tune into you, Ruth, it's so beautiful. I hear the angels singing all around you. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's like they're singing to you and they're just helping to relax you. Because with all this crazy energy that's been going on, they're just soothing you with their beautiful angelic songs. So they want you to just absorb and let that just go through every cell in your body and just take it in. That's so beautiful. I got the chills. All right, Ruth. All right. And the dragons. Dragons. Ah, that's all what I'm hearing. Ah, it's so beautiful. Woo. Oh, okay. Two dragons jumped out for you, Ruth. All right, strength. Woo, and you are very strong. You have courage. You can endure. Find your center and spiral into your power. So find your strength and your power, Ruth, which you do a fantastic job of doing. But this polar bear is reminding you, you are fierce, girlfriend. So allow your strength to come forward. So, and you also got the pea pod dragon. Organize. So I feel like you've either been doing some organization or you want to be doing some organizing, and just, I feel like kind of like putting things in order, like taking this over here and this over here. Okay, everything's a mess. I need to get organized. So they're reminding you that it's okay. In due time, you will get there. So organization. And watermelon dragon, success. So all the things that you have been working on, all your projects, your books, your cards, everything is leading to success, Ruth. Dollar signs, and dollar signs. So it's all going to pay off. And it's watermelon dragon. I'm not sure if I said that, but it's all going to pay off for you. Success and abundance is coming for you. Oh, I didn't even realize I'm over. I'm so sorry. So I will leave that with you. Thank you so much. And I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being here tonight and sharing your love energy with me and everyone here tonight and everyone that's going to watch and replay. Thank you all so much. Carol says, great show. And Ruth says, thank you, Sarah. Great show. Thank you so much. Thank you. Much peace, love, and harmony to each and every one of you. And until next time, much love to each and every one of you.
Show your appreciation to our show hosts by submitting a testimonial for your favorite Goldilocks Productions show.
The I didn't realize you liked me that way deal. Because it's one thing to receive McDonald's, but an entirely other thing to know that they woke up early to face the world and bring you McDonald's breakfast still hot in the bag.
Appreciate you.
There's a deal for every morning. Now grab two loaded sausage burritos for only $3. Prices and participation may vary. Single item at regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hurry into Mattress Firm's best Memorial Day sale ever. Get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin and save up to $500 on Sealy. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchases up to a $499 value. Or shop Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America, and save up to $500 on adjustable mattress sets in stock for immediate delivery. And get a $300 instant gift. Talk to a sleep expert today. Only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.